Flying Cool Tech 42, July 10th, 2005.
Did you do this for your, when you were doing the law?
I did last time. You're gonna, hope you'll join Liz and I for a walk. And Liz will tell you where we're walking.
We're walking east on Grinstead Drive. There's nothing but, you can hear the birds and just the chirping away and doing whatever they do. We have like some old Victorian houses on both sides of us. We have one that kind of looks like a barn. I never noticed, but they're windows on the top on the second floor is shaped like a T. That one's white, and then we have like a blue one. What's a red, white, and blue one? The house is painted blue, and it's trimmed in white, and the porch is red. Patriotic. And then next, there's the house is painted blue, trimmed in white, and they have a red porch swing. There's a Crescent Hill water treatment plant. We're going north on stilts. Dude, you're going to have to put that in your other pocket because you're tugging on me.
Still running, isn't it?
I guess. Yeah. No, but they have their own little character to them. I don't know what they're doing with this house right here. It's been empty forever. I don't know. It's a cute house. It's on a corner. No one wants to live on a corner for some reason. We have these houses here. They're not old. I don't know how old they are.
Seems like from the 20s.
No, not these. No. These are the ones shaped like a barn, too. Well, that one, the window's shaped like a T. Huh. I think these last two, back when a tornado came through in the 70s, I think that's when they built these. Because they're brick and kind of modern, like, look like they could probably be a two-bedroom. I don't think I'm going over to the water thing and walk there. My legs hurt. I don't know if I can walk. Ow. Look, they painted the steps black at Mom's.
I wonder why.
I don't know. That's kind of neat, though. That's kind of trimmed in black. Mom's is a musician's general store. And the outside, they just renovated it, and it kind of looks like an old general store. Now we're on Frankfort. We're heading west. Up here on my left, we have ABG Realtors. It used to be a consignment store. Now we come upon Sister Act. It's a consignment store and a Java Brewing Company, which used to be a combined. This used to be a little grocery store.
I wish there still was a grocery store.
I know, they closed them all. Then we have this big building. It's on the corner of Crescent and Frankfort, and it's apartments now. It used to be a doctor's office. And over on our right side is a train track, which splits. You know, like there's Crescent on the left and there's Crescent on the right, and it splits up the two, you know, to north or south. Over to our left are I don't think they're condos, I think they're just apartments. Really nice. They have big balconies on them, and the balconies are made out of wood and that iron, the black iron. And it has a white picket fence around it. And it has some stained glass windows. It's really cute.
And
on our right, there's nothing but train tracks. Now on our left, we have what we call Blue Dog Bakery and Cafe. It's a little cafe that sells bread and some sandwiches and stuff. That coffee. They have seats for, you know, tables for outside. And then we have a building that's it's up for lease, and it used to be a restaurant there, like a bistro. And now it's nothing. And but before that, it used to be a theater. And it wasn't very good. I'm not for sure what happened. I think they got into a little bit of tax problems or something. I'm not for sure though. Then over to our right, we have St. Joe's Home, which is an orphan. St. Joe's Children's Home. They have a couple of orphans there, but mostly it's like foster parenting. You know, they need to put someone in a foster facility and don't have a home, so they can put them in there. And it's also a daycare, or they call a child, it's not called daycare now, it's called child development center. Another day. And they're having a big picnic in August, and it takes over a month to set up for it, and they're setting all the booths up. I think all the Catholics, churches each run a booth there. That's kind of big, and that's their really only fundraiser that they have once a year.
People come from all over town.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. They have good chicken dinners, but of course, where they is inside where you sit, it's not air conditioned. Over here on our left, we have St. Mark's Church Episcopal.
Isn't that a huge church?
No, it's not. It's very pretty. I'm trying to think of when it was built. Made out of stone, like with cobblestone and stuff. next church is big, though. Okay, someone riding along on his bike. Now we have a on the left, we have Crescent Hill Baptist Church, and that is big. July the 10th, moving beyond our failures, with Gregory Pope preaching. The church is big. It has over to the right side, as you're looking at the church, has a door, two double doors that goes down that says Bible School. Vacation Bible School starts the 13th.
What kind of architecture is that church?
I'm not very good on architect. I don't know. It's brick. It's made out of brick, and it has six columns. It has one, two sets of, two flight steps. It's really one, but you go up about 15 steps and there's a landing, and you go up again. And it has one, two, three sets of double wooden doors, some stained glass windows at the top, and it's about one, two stories. And then on each side there's three stories. And then on the each side of it, it's like one, two, three, four, five, six, seven stories, counting the bell towers. And then beside that, it's four stories. And then it goes all the way back a block. So it's a pretty big church.
And we can hear that bell from our house.
I think so. And now we're crossing over Birchwood. And here we have a library. A neighborhood library. Inside of it, they have a children's section that's kind of like a castle. It's really neat. And it's kind of almost made like the church a little bit. Someone else on the bike. And then we're still walking. There's the library. This is the parking lot for the library. And of course, Crescent Hill Baptist Church uses that parking lot on Sundays. I wonder what happened to their sign. Used to be Louisville School of Music. Louisville Academy of Music. It's no longer there. The sign's gone, but it's still on the building. It doesn't even have central air. They have window units. Sitting back about 30 feet or some apartments. They just renovated. And now we're at Porcini's. Porcini's, I'm not for sure, but people are saying that Rick Pitino owns part of it. And they just built this patio, outside patio, and it's pretty neat. It's kind of like, has a view, someone painted on the side of the building a view of Tuscany. We have a Gallapalooza horse. Palooza horse.
Oh, we have to tell people what those are.
Well, you tell them about that.
Well, what was it, 2 years ago?
I think so.
The city decided that to promote the Derby a little bit, they put these horses all over town. And they're all decorated differently. What's this one like?
This one is like Tuscany.
Oh, to go with the Italian.
Yeah.
And they're all, some of them are, well, like my one of Shelley's favorite ones has daisies all over it. And they're just everywhere, all over town. There was, what, 200 of them or something?
I think so. It's for the bikes. There's someone have an open house. An open house that's stuck up on the utility pole. Okay, and we have fitness on Frankfurt, which is a fitness center. And then we have a place called Just Creations, crafts that make a world of difference. And what they do is that they get crafts from all over the world and sell them here, and then they send the money back to them. What's it called? Fair market price or something? Okay. We're crossing Bailey, as you can tell. Well, it stopped right in front, in the middle. You want to tell them about the, now we're on a bookstore, Carmichael's Bookstore, and they're building a little ice cream shop, and here it is, the middle of July, just about, and still not open. So that should have been open months ago. But do you want to tell them about the walking, I mean, the talking?
Yeah, that you probably heard that beep. You walk up to that light, and those are some locator beeps. And you push the button, and then when the signal goes to walk, it actually speaks. It tells you which street to cross.
There's Heine Brothers Coffee we just passed.
You can probably smell it over the microphone.
Mm-hmm. Good coffee. They have a one coffee in there. It's called Rhonda's Blend. I think it's R-H-O-N-D-A-S. Rhonda's Blend. And Heine Brothers, there's another Gallipolusa horse at Margaret's Fine Consignments, which is a nice upscale consignment store. But back to Rhonda, Heine Brothers own several, or they have several coffee shops in the Louisville area. I think it's a group of doctors who owns it.
Yeah, I think they're proctologists, aren't they?
No, I think they're rare doctors, whatever that's called.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, well then, yeah. Okay, and they had a worker there named Rhonda. She's like in her early 20s. And she was driving, was in an accident, was killed. So they have a thing that's called Rhonda's Blend. Now we're past a barber shop. Now we're passing the live music, not, it's called Dark Star, it's a bar and grill. You can play pool in there. We come up on this little place called Miniature Antiques. This place has been here forever. And you can buy like doll houses in there and fix them up really pretty. And next we have Oscar's Hardware Store, which is the family little community hardware store. And now we're at Sarah's Produce, which is like a, how do you want to call it, dude?
Like a farmer's market?
Yeah, like a farmer's market. And they sell produce and plants and stuff. And we used to have a place downtown that was there forever called Haymarket, which is like a big farmer's market. People come all over and that's where they would sell their things. Well, local hospital bought that, and now Sarah's Produce used to be in the Haymarket, and now they moved out here, which is good because we didn't have anything like that.
Well, and what used to be there was a transmission shop.
Yeah.
This is much better.
Yeah, and right next door is, we just passed Frank, and on the corner, the other corner is a fire department. And then we have about four or five houses. About four of them are, let's say about six houses. Four of them are two-story houses, Victorian type. And we have a couple, two other ones. Hello.
There.
Yeah. There's two houses that are, no, just one house. The other one's a two-story. And the one story is just a house. The other ones are converted into apartments. I think they have like two apartments each. They're pretty nice. Well kept. Has light notes. This one at the end is brown, like a taupe color, and it taupeish gray color, and it's kind of, it's trimmed in white and green. It has like a little gingerbread. Design on it. Now we just passed, we just crossed over. What was that street, Dick?
Galt, isn't it?
Yeah, Galt. And on this corner we have an open door community fellowship / Rainbow Cafe, which is a church, and I guess they have like a little cafe shop place they open up. And then we have a little houses and stuff. And still over to our right, train tracks. Of course, each street that we cross over to the right of the, where the other side of the train tracks, most of the streets connect again there, and there's Victorian houses there.
Yeah, those are a little nicer on the north side, aren't they?
They're both. Yeah. We have a store right here. It's closing. It has a big cake setting out there. Like someone can pop out of it. They sell on that. But next to that, we have a place called Steery Antiques, an interior design studio. They sell yard furniture, yard art. I guess that's what it's called. And next, we have another little. We have an apartment complex, and it's all indoor apartments, and it's probably. How many do you think apartments in there? It's two floors. Twenty apartments, I think, is in there. Next, we have Crescent Hill United Methodist Church parking lot. The church is on the other side of this parking lot on Peterson. They have a farmer's market there on Mondays and Fridays from 6:30 to 10. Now we're crossing Peterson. And we're coming to a funeral home.
There's a house on the other side of this funeral home that's probably not even 8 feet away from it. It's a huge house, and actually moved it there. Do you remember that?
Back no.
In the late 80s?
Not this one, not the consignment store one. Oh, that house back there. The one that looks like an old Victorian house?
Yeah, it's on Peterson, actually.
Don't think so.
Yeah.
No. Peterson's nothing but a parking area.
Oh, okay. I guess it is.
And we have what we used to have, a consignment shop, but it's up for lease. Then we have Emax Incorporated, whatever that is. And it's an apartment building. Next we have a brick building. And you have like a dentist in there, a chiropractor, a hair salon. And then we have another house, and it has an outdoor theme going. It's a Healing Music Enterprises Crescent Hill Counseling System Center. And now we have a laundromat. I don't know if you can hear that noise. Click, click, ding, 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 ding. That's another traffic signal. And we have graffiti graphics, which is a vinyl art for your vehicle. It can be removable or permanent, whatever you want. My son had his Subaru done there. He did a good job.
Yeah, we did a show on that one time, remember? Flag on my hood.
Oh, yeah.
I call it a tattoo.
Yeah, you called it the tattoo.
It's warm but nice. Nice breeze.
I don't know if you can hear it saying. Now we have Walgreens. We just cross over Ewing. We have a Walgreens here. And over on the right side, we have the hair salon for African Americans. And of course, our train tracks.
It's behind there.
Mm-hmm. And that hair salon used to be a shoe repair place. It was there forever.
Yeah.
It's a nice little place. Then there's a little bitty house there. It used to be sell like awards and stuff. They, you know, like your little trophies and things engraved. And they're gone. Then after that, you have a Motor Imports. They sell, it's a used car lot that sells Jaguar, BMW, Volvo, and Land Rovers, Mercedes-Benz, stuff like that. And over to the left of us, it used to be a massage place, but before that, it used to be Kim's, which was a good restaurant. And it's for lease now. And then there's another store called Curves. It's not Curves for Women. It's Curves Clothing for Men and Women. It's a clothing shop, and it's gone out of business.
Hmm.
They still have clothes and things in there. It says save up to 90%. I don't know what they're going to do with their things. They have a lot of inventory still left. Back over on our left, we have a restaurant called Furlong's.
We've never eaten there.
Then over to the right, we have a couple buildings that's connected together. They're brick, two-story. Then we have El Mundo, one of them. They have the restaurant upstairs, and then they have, the restaurant's downstairs, and they have seating upstairs. They also have seating in the back patio.
And a few out front, too.
Yes, and a few out front, and it's a Mexican restaurant. It's pretty good. And then on our left here, we have three old houses, and it's called Benny and Friends, which is a hair salon place. And the person who owns this, I think, does he not live?
Yeah, right down the street from
Yeah, here. Yeah, right there. And he's connected these three houses together. So he's done pretty good for himself. My understanding, real nice guy. I've been in there a couple times to get my hair cut.
His wife ain't very nice, though.
Never met his wife.
We won't go into that.
Well, what happened there?
She's the one that gives that kid such a hard time. It's his stepmom. Remember that little friend of Teets and Michelle's?
Uh-uh.
His mom, his stepmom kind of hates the kid. I feel sorry for him.
How do you know that?
From Keith and Michelle.
Oh, I didn't know that. Then, of course, next to Mundo, you have Bailey's TV and Electronics. It's a factory authorized service center, and I guess they just fix VCRs and
electronics. Then we, next to that, there's a new little restaurant called the Lazy Jane Cafe. It's kind of cute. And next to that is the UPS store. And then you have Keats. And you cross over, and then there's a parking lot. And over to our right, I mean our left again, we have an advertising marketing communications office. Then we have Quest Outdoors, which is sporting goods, upscale sporting goods place. And then there's an ATM on the right side, right in front of the parking lot. Public parking. Over to our right, they used to be, I don't know if they're doing it again, it says moving, so I guess they moved. They used to sell art paintings. That was a bus.
Made you jump too.
I know, and it scared me. It's a talk bus, that's what we call our bus. Also on our right, we have an old, used to be house, and that's now it's a restaurant called the Irish Rover. It's pretty neat in there.
Yeah, it's an authentic Irish pub.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Then next to that, we have another little used old brick house that's turned into an Italian restaurant. It's very good. They just moved there not too long ago. Before that, used to be a dessert shop. And Frankfurt doesn't have Avenue has all these restaurants and stuff, but no dessert shop.
There used to be several.
Now they have here's another Java Brewing Company on our right.
Wow, that's three within a mile. Mm.
And they sell little cakes and you can get desserts. And over here to our left is a restaurant called Valare, V-O-L-A-R-E, Ristorante. And I like this place. They have the windows where they fold back. And the screens are in the window. You can feel the cool air coming out.
Yeah, you sure can.
Now we have the East End Auto Service Import. And they sell import car, used imports. We have Crescent Hill Animal Hospital. Then next to that is the Fairness Campaign headquarters for Louisville. Then over here on our left, there used to be Nirmana's restaurant. What kind of restaurant was that, dude?
Bosnian.
Now it's going to be Logos Coffee House, largest selections of premium ice cream and desserts. Well, there's our answer, and they're needing help, must have coffee house experience. Stop in or call. No. Mm-mm. Then over on our right, we have the other one. It's called Bourbon's Bistros. That just opened up. With a little, there's beer bottle on that's busted. I guess that's what Shelly was talking about. On our left, it used to be the lady sewed wedding gowns there. Looks like it's closed. Now we have rental space, very flexible. And here we have Zen's Garden. That lady's pretty neat. She really doesn't take in the profit. She sends it all where she gives the charity. Yeah. What she does, she just gives it all to charity. I think her last one, she gave all of her money to the tsunami victims.
Yeah, I think so.
Over to the right is a tire place. You can get tire for your vehicles. And over here on the left, I've never been in there before. Longshot Tavern. And we're crossing over Rastetter, R-A-S-T-E-T-T-E-R. and we have Clifton's Pizza, and above that's a clock repair shop. I didn't realize they were open on Sundays.
Yeah,
and that's when Jenny's Diner's open. Jenny's Diner's on the right side, and that's where Michelle works at.
And we are going to have to give people a sound seeing tour of Jenny's Diner sometime. It's a unique Louisville institution.
Now we have, then we have H&D Antiques. Then we have Blackburn and Davis Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Little house with apartments. We have an empty house. The next to Jenny's Diner is an old Victorian house that Frank wants to tear down and make into parking because it's not salvageable. But he's having a big thing with the courts and the Clifton Historic Society.
Yeah, I went down and testified for him. It's been about a month ago already.
Mm-hmm. Hi. We have a music store you can rent to own band and orchestra instruments. We have Kentucky Digital Media.
Really?
Has the prices and stuff. I just don't understand what they do. Like a la carte, satisfy your quest for the World Wide Web and quench your thirst with a cold soft drink or a complimenting cup of coffee. The internet, enjoy a full hour of wireless broadband internet service and a free cup of coffee.
So I guess you just
So it's kind of like a cafe, like an internet cafe.
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
I didn't either.
Oh, I see. Yeah, they have couches and stuff in there. Well, and over to our right, we have the Grape Leaf, which is a restaurant, and Hair Struggle, which is a hair salon place. And these things are like real old shops. It's been around here forever. Then we have Cafe Classico, which is like an Italian coffee shop. Yeah. You want to turn back around?
Sure.
Okay, that's the end of our tour. We're going to return him back around.
So since people didn't get to hear about you on our one that didn't record, maybe you could formally introduce yourself as the star of the show.
I don't know what to say.
You're getting quite a following.
Mm-hmm. Because you can say, my name is Liz. I've known Larry for a couple of years. Have two children. Finally got a grandchild. He'll be 6 months old. What, 2 days or 1 day? Tomorrow.
Okay.
On the 12th. And I'm a dental assistant. Getting kind of tired of it. Been doing that for 20-something years. And I like to travel. What else, dude?
Tell them about Bolivia.
I go to Bolivia every other year. And doctor that I know, I used to work for. And we just remain friends. We go to Bolivia every other year. I've been doing it for the past about 10 years or so. Treat the children up there in a little place called Chingari. It's up in the mountains. You have about a 5-hour jeep ride after you get off that plane.
That's a long plane ride too, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, after we get to Miami, when we get on a plane at Miami, it usually takes about 8 hours. So, it's not that bad, I guess. Very pretty up there.
Very different from America, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you were saying they make their own bread and roast their own coffee and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everyone does something different, it seems like. Like they buy the bread from someone, and, you know, they, of course, you know it's fresh. They bake it outside in these little dobe ovens, I guess that's what you want to call them. Little mud ovens that they have outside. I thought they were just little bitty play huts, but they weren't. And like some people can get a hold of, like, Coke. And the Coke they get are in, like, a little bit more than a liter of a bottle. You know, glass bottle. Nothing's plastic there. And they have, you know, some of their things sitting out on their on a little table in front of their house. People stop and get a drink, and of course, you know, nothing's cold. They don't have ice there. And they don't have refrigerators. So someone wants something to drink, they come in and pour it in a glass, and they drink it there, and they go on their way, and they wash the glass and reuse it right then and there.
Well, there's electricity down there.
Yeah, they do have electricity. There's some people have refrigerators, but none that I know of.
So tell us about your working environment there.
What about it?
How it works.
Martin, which is the person we go and visit, runs a school up there. I think it's called the Varying Christian Brothers or something like that. And that's where he's at. And he built this school. There's a building he built, you know, that's the clinic / a hospital, if that's what you want to call it. In this building, you walk in, of course, you know, everything's made of concrete. I mean, not concrete, it's like stucco, concrete floors and stuff. It has windows in it, you know, with the screens, and the windows you kind of push out. And in this, you walk in this building, and you go over towards the right, and there's like a desk, and it's where he does all his paperwork for the kids, you know, if he gives them medicine or something. And it has like a hospital table or a doctor's office table. You know, it's made out of wood, has a little bit of cushion to it, and kids can lay up there, and he has a little doctor's card, and he has his little, you know, medications, you know, like your simple antibiotics or, you know, like your cold medicines, and, you know, aspirin, Tylenol, and, Benadine, you know, just things for little bitty things that he can do. And then if it's an emergency, he has them sent to the hospital, or he'll take them to the hospital, which is, I can't tell you how far away.
It's on a mountain road.
Yeah, it is. No lights at night, of course. And then when you come in, if you go straight, down the hall and go to the right. There's a hallway there, and to the left is a storage closet. To the right is a room, and it has about 5 beds in there. And, you know, a big dresser. But if you turn right and go straight, and there's the restroom with the shower. It has one toilet, one shower. And, but if you walk into the building and go straight all the way back, go to the left, and that's where our little room is for the dental clinic. And the doctor that I go with, he's the one that he donated a chair and all this dental equipment. So we take our own supplies, or I should say he takes his own supplies, and we go up there and we do dentistry.
So the kids don't get any kind of dentistry in between these every other year that you all go?
Well, they're supposed to have a dentist that comes through, but they hardly do that. And if it's really bad, toothache or something, they can go to this other little town. I can't remember the name. I want to call it Tora Tora, but I know that's wrong. And they could go there and see the dentist there. And the dentist that was there, she wasn't giving them hardly any anesthetic, because they were thinking back years ago when a lot of people had allergic reaction to Novocaine, which they probably haven't used Novocaine in about 20 years, because a lot of people had allergic reactions to it. So they kind of like use lidocaine, carbocaine, or something like that, articaine. And so, this lady wouldn't give them a lot of anesthetics, or the doctor wouldn't give them a lot of anesthetics, because they were too afraid of it. So they would drill until it starts hurting the kid and stop. They put a provision now, just a temporary filling in there, and then they bring them back about a week later and take that out and drill a little more. So, but the kids are very happy that we're there, and they want to come in and get their teeth cleaned.
And then you said they come from miles away.
Yeah, walking. They do.
Even young kids, isn't it?
Yeah, the young kids. I'd say about 4 or 5 years old.
Wow.
Those little kids will walk 6 or 7 miles just to come. When they hear that, the American dentist is in, they want to come. Their parents bring them.
Say you have dinner with a bishop of the area sometimes?
Mm-hmm. Well, sort of. We used to go around Easter, and usually on Easter we would eat with the bishop there and kind of feel out of, everybody's talking Spanish. Bob and I don't understand Spanish that well. And I think this bishop came from Italy. And he just finished a book last year, because the last is when we were there last time, a dictionary. He had been working on this dictionary for years and years and years. He finally finished it, and it's published. And it's the dictionary. It's a Spanish Choctaw. Spanish the Choctaw, or whatever they speak, the Indian dialect up there. So that was pretty neat. So I guess the bishop can speak Choctaw. He understands it. Funny how sometimes we have a little kid in the chair and they don't speak Spanish, but their brother or sister does. So we bring that person in, and we have Martin in there, so we speak to Martin in English. Martin turns around and speaks the English to Spanish to the little boy or whoever, and that in turn speaks Choctaw to the person who's in the chair.
It's a low way to communicate. Mm-hmm.
I know how to to open is Kicha. Kicha, Kicha.
You said baby was something.
Oh, well, they call it Wawa.
Wawa.
porch is kind of pretty how they have it. They have like an old wicker, like a rattan chair out there and some plants. And then the cushions on the rattan chair is like blue with pink and purplish flowers, and it's pretty kind of inviting. It's like, come and sit. So that's about it.
And what else can you say about you? You're a Louisville native. Grow quite a bit, I guess, in the last X years.
Yeah. I didn't realize there was a sidewalk on the other side here.
Sidewalk where?
On the left side. No, it's on the left side. We're on the right side.
I think that's fairly new.
I guess so. These people have a little baby, and the way that they're walking, sun's shining on the baby, so they're putting a little receiving blanket over the part of the stroller. But still, the baby can get a lot of air.
Tell our listeners what we did with little Joseph when he was getting too much sun.
We stopped in these consignment shops to find a little hat for him. They didn't have any. Or they had one. It was a girl's, which would have been fine. I would have bought that, but it was big. So, we bought a do-rag. And for people who don't know what a do-rag is, bandana. If you don't know what a bandana is, it's a cowboy handkerchief. So we tied one of those on Joseph's head. He's too cute.
We had him on I call it a papoose, but it's a baby newborn. So you carry him right on your chest. He loved it.
You might have to get one of those things carry on the back. You know it?
Yeah, that is a pattern.
I like those ones you can carry on the side, too. Smell that coffee.
Hello.
Hi. Right there. Okay. Here we go. People out there enjoying some ice cream.
Where'd they get ice cream?
They sell little containers of it in Heine Brothers. Grater's ice cream. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, that sounds good.
You got money?
Yeah.
Did you bring?
Double check. Have 10?
Yes. Kind you want?
Well, let's see what they have.
All right. We're gonna go back to Heine Brothers. We're not getting coffee, we're getting ice cream. Just cute dogs. There's some husky dogs. They're cute. Very pretty dogs. They have little games you can play too, like little Candy Land checkers or something. All right, they have vanilla. They have chocolate chip. I mean cookie dough. Vanilla, vanilla, vanilla.
vanilla, vanilla, vanilla. Well, those are your choices. Two choices. Vanilla or cookie dough chip.
I'm gonna just get some coffee.
You gonna need to drink it in here? You gonna drink it on the way? Or do you just want to wait till you get home?
Yeah.
Okay, here, we have ice cream at home.
Okay.
Alright. Well, but we can make some just as good at home because we have some Starbucks.
I was listening to Marlena's podcast today. She lives in Seattle, she said.
Oh, I bet you she has some good coffee.
Yeah, she says Seattle people don't let their friends buy Starbucks. And she was talking about our podcast when we went grocery shopping.
Oh.
So we're going to have to get hold of her and see what's better than that.
I think we can buy Seattle coffee somewhere, I'm sure. Probably off the internet. But what's so good about Seattle coffee?
I don't know.
Over in this Just Creations, they sell teas and coffees from all over the world.
Well, we have some key lime pie at home too.
We only have those two little pieces.
Oh, is that right?
On the last Friday of the month, Fat Friday.
Yeah, that stands for Frankfort Avenue Trolley.
Fat Friday, and then the last Friday of the month, all the shops here kind of stays open late. They have a trolley, it's free, that runs up and down Frankfort Avenue. And they have little bands playing out in different places, you know, like little combo bands and stuff, little trios and things. You know, people, like at the church, like the Baptist church, some people set up a little booth there and sell them some things. It's kind of neat.
And some of these little places have little wine tasting.
Louisville has another one. I think it might be the first Friday of the month. And I think it's called the Galleria Hop. And they have a trolley that takes you to different art galleries downtown and almost to Frankfort Avenue. And it's free. And they had basically the same thing. Wine. People provide wine and some things for you. Little hors d'oeuvres and things.
And we're not that far from downtown. Probably about 10 minutes.
You're talking about driving?
Yeah.
It depends on what the traffic is. I mean, we're only just, what, a couple miles?
Yeah.
2-3 miles away.
I fact, you can see the Second Street Bridge from Frankfurt and Holloman. And the trees on it.
Leaved up.
Yeah. It's funny, people tell me when you're driving through Louisville on the interstate, it looks like there's not even a city around. Because all the trees on the side of the road. I found that to be the case.
I don't know. I guess because I know it.
Yeah.
You know? You're talking about like on 64 and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Building a Muhammad Ali, is it a museum?
Center, yeah. Whatever.
Where is that going to be?
It's downtown somewhere. It used to be inside the Galleria.
And I can't remember when they said they're going to have that open. It's
got to be fairly new. I mean, fairly soon.
Yeah. This Frankfurt Avenue that we're walking on used to be a toll road to Frankfort, Kentucky. Back in the late 1800s, I guess. And one of those restaurants back there that Liz told you about was actually a toll booth.
What would you say back there, about where the train tracks is?
Yeah.
Where the grape leaf is?
Yeah, a little on this side of where the grape leaf is.
So we have a, keep going straight on Frankfurt, or I should say, east on Frankfurt. You can, you end up at a wedge. On this wedge, there's like, it becomes Shelbyville Road. Because the street that's over to our south of Frankfort is Lexington Road. And then you have where it comes, like I said, to a wedge. You have Frankfort, Lexington, Shelbyville Road come together. And Shelbyville Road, when that comes together, it turns into Shelbyville Road. Because it takes you to Shelbyville, Kentucky. Then after you get to Shelbyville, it turns into Frankfort again, because it takes you to Frankfort, Kentucky. Then after that, it takes you to Lexington, Kentucky. That's why those roads are named that, of course. That road would take you to that place.
There's more roads named like that around here than I've ever seen.
Because we have Bardstown Road,
Taylorsville
Road.
And when it turns into Shelbyville, it gets quite a bit bigger.
Mm-hmm. It turns into what, 6 lanes? Yeah, 6 lanes, and turns into 4 lane again.
And then there's a lot more commercial development.
That's where you have your malls and
the bowling alleys.
Your restaurants, you know, like your restaurant chains.
Big car dealers.
Mm-hmm.
not that far from the Ohio River. We're about 2 miles from the Ohio River.
Probably about three.
I think it's a mile and a half on Hillcrest and Brownsboro.
Oh, yeah, going that way it will be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So we're in a pretty high part of town, so I don't think it's ever been flooded up this way,
has it? Mm-mm. They have closed the Zorn Avenue right before you get to the expressway. I mean, 71, and after that, because I think it gets flooded where people in those apartments have to open up the gates the other way, and they have to come down on Frankfort or Brownsboro Road.
Water company, Water Works, has a big reservoir. We'd have gone a little further east on Frank Avenue, where we just turned off on Stills. I guess that's all of the city's drinking water?
I don't think so. It's a reservoir. They closed it back after 9/11. They were, you know, how they were, people scared about things be putting in their water, and so they closed it. They just reopened it not too long ago, and there's a big fence around it still. And I haven't been there since they reopened it.
It's kind of neat though, because it was all sidewalk around it, and
there
were ducks swimming in it. Each lap was what, 3/4 of a mile or something like that?
Yeah, because you had to do another quarter of the track with the first turn, the big turn. Then that was a mile. I remember one time there was a lady, somehow she fell in there. Don't know how. She had to commit suicide because they have that big... that big fence around it.
Yeah.
So. There's always a breeze up there.
Yeah, it's way, way up.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even think how many steps it is to get up to.
I know, after you go up the steps, you think you have to rest for a minute. So I guess once you walk up those steps, if you're walking from Frankfort, walk up those steps and around one time, that could be a whole mile, really.
Yeah.
I don't think I can make it up. Oh, God, my legs.
This is a big hill. I'll carry you.
Why do they hurt? I have no idea. Ow. Goodbye.
Say this flying cool take 42.
You just said it.
Here. Don't forget that our feedback line is 206-984-9203. The email is blindcooltech@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us. It's cool in here.
Hey, boys.